Pope Benedict greeted Italy's new ambassador to the Holy See as he presented his credentials to the Holy Father in the Vatican this week. Charles Collins has the story.
The Catholic Church and the Italian state are each sovereign in their own sphere, but can collaborate for the promotion of man and the benefit of mankind. Reiterating the message of the various agreements between the Holy See and Italy, Pope Benedict greeted the new ambassador from Italy to the Holy See, Antonio Zanardi Landi. The Holy Father told the ambassador the Church is not looking for power and does not claim privileges or seek social or economic advantages. However, the Catholic Church does ask to be recognized for her specific nature and to be able to develop freely her particular mission for the well-being of not only the members of the Church in the country, but of all Italians. Pope Benedict specifically mentioned areas of interest for the Church as protection of human life in all its stages, the protection of the family, the building up of a better world, respect for creation, and intercultural interfaith dialogue. The Holy Father concluded his address by urging Italy to make use of its recent election to the United Nations Human Rights Council and work for the defense of the dignity of the human person and its inalienable rights, including that of religious freedom. I'm Charles Collins.
Quello che mi ha colpito del discorso del Santo Padre è stato il tono positivo ed incoraggiante del discorso.
Ambassador Zanardi Landi told Vatican Radio he appreciated the positive and encouraging tone the Pope used in his discourse. The Pope, he observed, urged Italy to make its contribution to the international community by promoting those human and Christian values which make up what the Holy Father called the ideal patrimony that gave birth to Italy's culture and civil and religious history.
Molto legati a una concezione dell'uomo che caratterizza il nostro paese.